Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally.
Here she is. America grew to hate her on Fox's MasterChef. Now you'll grow to love her as she talks food, gossip, and Philly happenings. Straight from the Retun Chef Studios in Philadelphia, PA.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network. Get driven. Stay driven.
What is up, guys? I'm so happy to be back this week. I had a very busy weekend, as usual. Did some in-home demonstrations. Had a great time. Always love being productive. I love getting out there and meeting all you guys, and most importantly, cooking awesome food. So we have an incredible show tonight. Incredible. And I know so many people are excited about it. My vegetarian nemesis, Bree Kozer, local girl, Doylestown, in Lancaster. I think she's living in New York City now, actually, and she's like a nomad. And can't wait to have her on. I'm going to pick her brain a little bit about what vegetarians eat for Thanksgiving. And also, I'm going to set straight some of the questions that you guys had about me and Bree's feud on the show. So I'm really excited about that. And we have, as always, Driven DeLorean doing our gossip. And my son is back again to do sports. He's really excited. He's been working on it all night to give you guys the perfect sports broadcast. So you'll have to stick around for that. I'll also have a recipe, and in honor of Brie, I'm doing a vegetarian recipe tonight, just a little, another quick side dish to go with our Thanksgiving theme that we've had for the past couple of shows. And sorry for the hecticness of last week's show. I was on the road, very, very hectic. Couldn't really work the board, so thankfully my producer was able to do that for me, and thanks, you know, to Driven DeLorean, as always, as my best friend, for hanging in there and, you know, keeping me sane while I was trying not to do my radio show and have road rage. So that was pretty intense, but I was really glad that I was still able to get online and broadcast for you guys. And last week, if you missed it, you can always catch the replay on blogtalkradio.com under the Totally Driven Network. And I also post the links if you go back into my Twitter and everything. And, you know, if you ever have a question and you just want to ask, hey, where's the link from this particular show, just ask me. And either, you know, my producer will go ahead and tweet that out, or we'll put it on Facebook, or I will. Last week's show was all about Thanksgiving, and a big thanks to Driven DeLorean for going over all those recipes and talking about crazy relatives and our favorite traditions and everything like that. So before I go to commercial break, I just want to, again, if you're late tuning in, we have Bree from MasterChef, my co-star and vegetarian nemesis. We have Driven DeLorean on gossip. We have my son, Mighty Mike, on sports. I'll be doing a quick vegetarian-style recipe for you guys. And also, as always, we will be talking about a hot topic. I'm going to be taking some callers. So if you'd like to talk to Bree, or you have a comment on one of the gossip issues or something like that, you can call in. The number is 718-508-9883. Again, that number is 718-508-9883. If you have a question for Bree, you have a question about the recipe, you want to talk to my son about sports, offer your opinion, go ahead and give us a call. I'll try to get you on. I also have some questions that I'm going to have answered by Bree that were actually sent to me via Facebook and Twitter. And before I go to the commercial break, I just want to let everyone know that today's show is being brought to us by Carl's Cards and Collectibles, located in Havertown, Pennsylvania. Go check them out. They're always holding autograph events. I believe last weekend they had Brian Dawkins there. You know, it's fun for you and the whole family. So remember, Carl's Cards and Collectibles is the only name you need to know in sports collectibles. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have my vegetarian nemesis, Bree.
Attention sports fans, collectors, hobbyists, and autograph seekers. Are you looking for the best in sports cards and collectibles? The only name you need to know is Carl's. That's right, Carl's Cards and Collectibles in Havertown, PA not only has the best collection of sports memorabilia, cards, game, used merchandise, and autograph signings with top professional athletes, he also does custom framing too. Go to carlscards.com or like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Carl's Cards. That's Carl's Cards and Collectibles, 22 West Eagle Road in Havertown, PA. Remember, Carl's, the only and best name in sports cards and collectibles. For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin on the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Are you in the market for a quality used car? Have problems trusting fly-by-night used car dealerships? Check out Ken Nolan's Plymouth Meeting Auto Sales. Ken has been in business for almost 30 years, selling cars not only to people all over the Philadelphia area, but now worldwide thanks to our website at www.plymouthmeetingautosales.com. At Plymouth Meeting Auto Sales, we have cars for all size wallets, inexpensive cars under $3,000, to classic cars and even dump trucks. Stop on in. That's Plymouth Meeting Auto Sales, 1215 Ridge Pike, Conshohocken, PA, or call 610-828-4427.
Trash City Beads, the great bead store with the weird name. Selling beads and findings for over 25 years. Visit us online at TrashCity.com. Like us on Facebook at Trash City Beads. Unique beads, charms, crystals, and findings from all over the world at wholesale prices. No store, no showroom, we are online only. Visit us at TrashCity.com. Trash City Beads is your online source for the best beads on the planet. Remember the name, Trash City Beads.
It's time. Time to get really, really real with the man, the brand, the artist, Philadelphia's own Realism. The first hip-hop artist to release an album exclusively on innovative USB wristbands. The future of music just got real. Visit 4realism.com, that's the number 4, and also look for Realism on Facebook and Twitter. And get really, really real, and then tell them how you feel. Have you ever wanted to read a Hollywood biography that really goes deeper than just the headlines? A best-selling author has done exactly that. Guests of Totally Driven Radio, author Sarab Dutt has written the best-selling biographies on Oscar-nominated actor Mickey Rourke, teen heartthrob and star of The Lost Boys, Corey Haim, and has been commissioned to write the biography on Batman Forever star Val Kilmer. Check out these books, as well as his novel, The Pugilist's Son, whose proceeds are going to the Muhammad Ali Center. You can find these fine books on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Waterstones, and of course, on iTunes.
Chrissy Biasello, the obnoxious personality from season 4 of MasterChef, now has her own business called the Rotund Chef. You can hire Chrissy to be a private chef. She also does in-home cooking demonstrations one-on-one for you or for you and your friends. If that wasn't enough, she also does catering as well. You may love her or you may hate her, but you will definitely want to cook like her. The Rotund Chef. Look for the Rotund Chef on Facebook for more details. And don't forget to listen to her new show, Fork Off with Chrissy Biasello, every Monday night on the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
Okay, guys, now that the commercials are out of the way, I am very, very happy. I don't know about happy, but I am very pleased. No, I don't want to say that either. To announce my vegetarian nemesis, my MasterChef co-star, my annoying little sister, Brie. Hello, how are you?
Your favorite person on the planet. Hello.
I don't know if you're my favorite person on the planet, but I mean, oh God, you're so annoying. Why are we even friends? How did this happen? I don't know. No, I already have a least favorite person. Thank you. And we both know who that is. But I'm gonna be nice.
Please
the polite
do.
Police, Bray. All
yes,
she did was scream at me the entire time. Yeah, the entire time we were on set. Bree was always the one that was yelling at me, which is why I hated her so much, because I didn't want to hear the truth that I was everything bitch
manners.
So I always tell people when they're like, oh, my God, so, like, how could you hate Bree? She's so sweet. And I'm like, listen, do you remember when we went to eat at that Tan's Diner?
Yeah.
And that's the place where Jordan got the shirt. And
yep.
I asked you to give me the salt. And you were like, please. And I said, I'm 34 years old. I don't have to. And you said, if you're 34 years old, you should know how to ask for salt. Oh, my God, I hated you instantly. I felt like I was dealing with my mother in like a little hipster skinny form. You're crazy. So...
Well,
right.
You're welcome.
A lot of
some
manners. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Anyway. So, listen. A lot of people think that our whole feud was manufactured. Can you please put this to rest?
Yeah. So,
how do you put that to rest?
People ask me about it all the time. They say, you know, that girl hated you so much, and that's a shame because, you know, if you're friends now, then obviously it wasn't real. I'm like, oh, no. Just because we're friends now doesn't mean we didn't hate each other back then. They're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, you know, like, it might be reality TV, but nothing is ever, like, prompted, you know what I mean? They don't come up to us and be like, okay, start fighting now. I was like, that was all very real. And so it was, I told them, I was like, it was just kind of my breaking point where, like, and hers too, yours too, you know, being with each other so often and you constantly pissing me off and me constantly being annoyed by you and trying to correct you and you getting annoyed. And it's like any siblings who live together and all of a sudden just blow up one day, and all of America got to see that on television, which is great.
And it's so funny because when I, like, while it happened, I was like, I'm going to kill her. But even though that happened, I did not get nearly as mad at you as I did with Jesse. Like, that was for real. Like, I could not bring myself to, like, yell at you anymore. I was just like, she's so little. It's just little Bree.
Well, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, and subconsciously, I was so mad at you, but I was like, it's Bree, for fuck's sakes. I can't hurt her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was, like,
yeah,
so funny. But, like, it was, it just goes to show you, like, even though we were fighting, like, that level of respect was still there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Although people didn't see it because, you know, if it was anybody else, I probably would have smashed your face in with a hot pan. But, you know, and then when I had gotten angry at Jesse, I was like, wow, like, this is real anger. Like, Bray was just aggravation,
yeah,
you know what I mean, that turned into a fight. But, like, this was, like, for real anger. Like, I was legitimately pissed off.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I mean,
anyway.
For us, I think it was, like, for us, it was, like, an argument, you know what I mean? And so, in the end, you know, we had the camping challenge afterwards, and you wound up being on my team, and we were kind of forced to have to work together. And so, you know, there was a little bit of forgiveness there, you know, and so, but you don't really see that. And then in the end, we worked it out where, you know, even though our kind of blow-up argument, I think, was bigger on TV than yours and Jesse's was, you can see that the fight between you and Jesse is just so much more intense and so much more aggressive, where ours,
yeah,
you know, it was kind of us just telling each other how it is, where you and her were, like,
right,
really going at it, you know, and I don't think I'm the kind of person that could bring myself to ever do that, where, you know, if that had happened to us, I might have probably just started giggling and been like, all right, we'll talk about this later, you know.
The thing that, like, it was so funny because when that episode aired, like, everyone was like, oh, my God, like, you hate Bree, you're such a terrible person. And then, like, instantly, like, after the whole outdoors challenge, they're like, oh, my God, I commend you so much for not wanting to beat Bree up when she dropped the plate. which, let me just tell everyone, that was so devastating to us all. Like, we were crushed. There was no time,
yeah,
to get pissed off. We literally, what did we have, like, 30 seconds to fix that?
There was 40 seconds left when I dropped the plate. And I was, in such shock that I just stared at it. And Jesse quick picked it up and, you know, you wiped it off and you guys just started throwing stuff on the plate. And then I like snapped back to reality and started helping out. But exactly. I mean, and then time was up. And then there's not even any time to think about what just happened. It's just, all right, well, we fixed it and there's nothing we can do about it now except move forward. So, yeah, I mean, that was insane. I feel like I blacked out for, you know, a minute while that happened. It was,
yeah,
the worst possible thing that I could have done. Well, at least I didn't drop all the plates, right?
Well, I have a question here from @itsOprah, who, by the way, girlfriend, you don't look anything like Oprah. You're beautiful. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh, is it actually Oprah?
Hey. No. It's actually a really, really pretty girl that looks nothing like Oprah. but her name is It's Oprah with two H's, so I guess it's not really
cool.
The Oprah. But anyway, she has a really good question. She said, what's one of the best, good or bad memories that you two have together? # sisterly love.
I love that.
For me, it is without a doubt when we had some off time and we went to the barbecue place for happy hour and you and I got completely wasted on, I don't even remember what we were drinking.
Something,
I don't remember coming
blue.
Home. Something blue. That was legit, like, not even, I don't even think that was my favorite time with you. I just think, like, in general, like, that was one of the most fun times that I had while I was there.
Yeah, no, definitely. I love that. I always think back to that every time I go out with my friends. I always tell them that story because I'm like, Chrissy and I were in this bar and we had, like, 30 minutes there, and for some reason we were like, let's just drink as much as we can in 30 minutes, and it was absolutely insane, but it was like, it was a true bonding moment between the two of us, like, and I knew, this is how I knew it was a true bonding moment, it was because we hadn't eaten, and you ordered an order of the loaded French fries, and they came out with bacon on them, and you were like, no, don't worry about it. Let me pick all the bacon off for you. And in my head, I was like, whoa.
Oh, my God, I must have been drunk.
Love
I
me
picked
because
all bacon.
She's picking off the bacon for me. So
oh, my God,
I was like,
that is so
this
funny.
This is how I know. Yeah, so that's definitely a really good memory for me. Also, us having to come together in the camping challenge, and nobody gets to see this on television, but our tent was, like, the most badass tent ever built ever. Chrissy, you and
we were
had,
calling it the Double Tray.
Yeah, it was, like, a mansion. We could have housed every single person on both teams and the judges that night in our tent.
I know.
It was
a two-room tent. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
We busted our asses
awesome.
On that tent.
We did. And so that was a pretty proud moment, coming together and doing that, because I had never been camping before, and I had never built a tent. And then to come out like that and be able to do that, it was pretty cool.
That is so funny. Okay, so Lisa, I apologize if I'm butchering your last name, Lisa, but Lisa Kreitzer, she has a really good question, and this is just for you. She said, was it hard for Brie to decide to do the show knowing how much meat, poultry, and seafood she would have to cook? And how much harder did you think that it was to do each challenge because of that?
It's very funny because I didn't even think about the fact that I would have to be cooking meat on the show before going on there. It's not that I thought it was going to be a vegetarian show, but it really didn't even cross my mind because I think for me, when I go to places, I don't really see dishes as like a meat dish or a vegetarian dish. I just see it as food. And so
right. For
me, I just, you know, was thinking, well, I have to be ready to do anything. And so, no, it didn't exactly intimidate me. A lot of people ask if I had prepared for it in any way, like, oh, you know, since you knew you were going to do it, did you practice cooking meat beforehand? But no, I mean, most of the times that you see me cooking meat on the show are the first time I've ever cooked that meat because, you know, I didn't like it growing up and then I stopped eating it and so, you know, I didn't cook it. And, yeah, so that was, I mean, it was a little bit more difficult, but it's all in your head, I think. And so being in a challenge or any of those challenges or in a competition-based show, the most important thing going into any challenge is to just get your head, I guess get yourself out of your head and just not really worry about things. So for me, instead of focusing on the fact that there was a dead friend sitting in front of me that I was about to have to cook, I was focusing on the final dish that I would produce and the ingredients and how they would work together and, you know, what the outcome was. And so that's what really, I just had to do my best not to focus on what I was cooking. And then in the end, I could, you know, say a little prayer and apologize to whatever it was that I just cooked.
That's so funny. All right, so we're gonna take some live callers. I'm treading into dangerous waters because I really don't know what's gonna end up on the other end.
Cool.
I know, right?
But if anybody wants to call in and ask Bree a question, I'm gonna try to get to as many people as I can. The call in number is 718-508-9883. That's 718-508-9883. So before I get to the callers, I just want to ask you one question that I've been asking all the guests on my show. If you, God forbid, something happened to you.
Oh, God.
And you had to have your last meal. Yeah.
No. No, it's not, smartass.
What would your last meal be? Or the last, it doesn't even have to be a meal. It could be, like, the most incredible thing that you've ever eaten that you just want one last time. Like, what is it? It could be anything.
This is going to be so stupid, and I'm going to lose, like, 5,000 followers on Twitter because of this. But honestly, if I could have my last meal, it would be, I would have my mom make me celery and cream cheese. Because
wait a minute. What did you just say? Your mom's what?
I said I would have my mom make me celery and cream cheese. Which I know is really weird and not what anyone is expecting. But just to add to my weirdness, I guess, celery is my favorite food. And
you know,
my favorite food growing up was celery and cream cheese.
That's so funny because, like, before any kind of, like, get-together, my mom always has a plate out with celery with cream cheese in it and celery with peanut butter in it. Like, always.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
a hors d'oeuvre. Isn't it really? Because, like, I never even thought about it until then. Like, I just assumed, like, my mom was the only person alive that did that.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a Philly thing, because I talk to some people about it, and anyone from, like, our area will be like, oh, okay, and then people from, you know, other states or elsewhere are just like, what? Because they usually put, I guess, peanut butter on celery is a little bit more common, or blue cheese or something, gross, but, yeah, celery and cream cheese is my, I mean, still, to this day, it's my number one favorite food, and it would totally be my last meal. It's, I could just see
you serving that to, like, Gordon and, like, here, guys.
Like, oh, great. Tell me about this dish.
This is the most delicious meal I've ever eaten. All right. So we are going to go to our first caller. And please be nice, caller. Whoever you are and any callers that call in, you have to be nice. You can curse because I allow that. But you have to be nice because now that I actually like Bray, you know, I won't tolerate any shit talking.
Yeah.
All right. So we have our first caller. Go ahead, caller. You are on the line. Who am I talking to? Last four digits of the phone number, 5150. Who am I talking to? Hello. Are you scared? Are you scared to talk to Bree? Hello. All right. Well, we'll go to the next caller. These people. All right, so let's see who our next caller is. Let me see. All right, last four digits of the phone number are 7966. Who do
hello,
I have on the line?
What's
hello.
What's
hi, who am I talking
lady?
To?
You're talking to CO.
What is up, dude? What do you have a question for Bray?
I do. I was just wondering, for both of you, actually, did it ever get a little tempting to, maybe you did, to hook up with the other contestants while you guys were shooting?
For me, that is a
no.
Big fat no.
Yeah.
Also, I have to be honest with you. Can I tell them about the game we played, Bray, or would you like to?
What was the game we played? Oh, no, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so, you know, we have really, really long days on set, and we have long holding times where we're actually, like, not allowed to talk and things like that. And we got really bored one night, and I believe we were all hanging out in Johnny's room, and we started to play Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Awesome game, awesome game.
Right.
And, you know, we had some really, really interesting outcomes to that game. We won't tell you exactly what they were, but that was pretty interesting.
But it was marrying everyone. We were like, oh, I would marry this person, or like, I would definitely kill this person. And we're like, I don't know if I would want to sleep with that person.
Well, that's always a fun game. Let me ask you this then: Fuck, Marry, Kill, Joe, Gordon, and what's his name?
And Graham, we played this. This is one of our rounds.
We've done this so much, and I think it was unanimous that everyone was going to kill Joe, fuck Gordon, and marry Graham. I think it was pretty universal with all the girls.
Well, I think another version of that you should be is like blow anal vaginal and see.
Oh my God.
All right, now you're getting inappropriate, Sia. We're done with you.
Damn it, you guys are fun.
Thanks, I love you, girl. Thanks
for
calling in, guys.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Oh, my God. Okay, you were naughty, okay, Sia? Naughty. PG, buddy, PG. All right, dude. If anybody has a question for Bray. I know, right? Come on, dude. All right, no, that's not, I mean, we just said fuck like 15 times. I can't really say that, so I'm only kidding, dude. Chill out, CO. You're our homie for life. All right, thanks for calling. So, again, you have a question for Bree, call in 718-508-9883. Okay, so we are going to go to, let me see, who do we have next here? Let me see. We still have that other guy on the line here. I don't know. Last four digits, 5150. You are on the line. Hello.
Hello, Chrissy.
Who's this?
It's Kathy Rossetti.
Hi, Kath.
This is my parents' best friend.
This is my parents' best friend, Kathy. You are on the line with
me
and Bree.
Hi, Bree. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I miss the shows. Everything's all over. Every Wednesday night I had you guys on.
I know.
It was wonderful.
Thank you.
Aww. So what's your question for Bray, Kat?
I just wanted to call in to say hi and how everybody was doing.
Everyone is doing really well. I keep in touch with pretty much everyone except for Jesse and Natasha.
Bray can probably tell you how they're doing,
but everyone's doing pretty well.
Do you remember, was it last Thanksgiving or the year before you brought me that wonderful scuttle soup?
I do. I remember that.
Oh, my God. That was like heaven.
Well, maybe I'll make you some more this year.
Yeah. I know you're busy, but I will get with you this year to get my cupcakes.
All right.
Yeah,
cupcakes are the
bomb.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they are good.
I can smell them through my iPad right now.
I know. The pictures always look so good.
Yep, they do.
That's so funny.
Well, you girls
have
a great
day. I got to jump to the next caller.
All
right. All right, Kat. If I don't talk to you, happy Thanksgiving.
You too, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye. All right, let's see. All right, we're going to take one more caller. Last four digits, 0894. Last four digits, 0894. Hello?
Hello, Fuck, Marry, Kill, Shit Brick, MasterChef, Season 4.
Oh, hello.
So you want to play our game, too?
No. We're going to have people calling in and joining in on the game.
Chrissy. Hey, guys. This is Nick.
Nick.
Shit Brick.
Oh, my God,
Shit Brick!
Hey!
Nick, how are you?
How are you guys?
Nick was one of our top 100. That's so funny.
I was top 20.
Nick was one of our top 100.
Hey.
And unfortunately he had a family emergency and he had to bail out of the competition, which we're really all sad to see you go. So let me ask you a question. Since you were kind of with us in the beginning, were you surprised how far Bree and I both got?
Not really, no, because if you remember when it came down to I can't remember who. When we were in the top 40, I can't remember who Bree, I can't remember who you were up against. Was it that one dumb bitch with
Boots.
Those cowboy boots?
Yeah,
Boots. Yeah. I mean, Chrissy, I knew
you
were going to go
far. Yeah, what was her name?
I mean,
Monica,
that,
right?
That was
Monica,
a given,
was
but
that
when
her name?
I mean, if you remember.
No,
when
it was
I,
her roommate.
When,
I forget.
Yeah, I forget who.
Yeah, I forget her name.
I forgot her name, but she.
I just called her
Boots. One of the
Boots.
Judges asked me. Yeah, one of the judges asked me who I would rather stay, and I straight up said Bree, because I mean that place
yeah.
was gorgeous.
I remember
four
that.
Seasons. That's just some creative shit right there.
Thank you.
So mad props to that. But no, I wasn't surprised at all. I sure as hell wish I could have been there to take you both out, but
that's so funny.
But whatever. So on a serious note though, fuck, marry, kill. Me, Jordan Roots, and what the hell was his name? Malcolm.
Oh my God.
Oh, Malcolm. Yeah, I had him. I love Malcolm like a brother. I mean, seriously, like I talk to Malcolm more than probably anyone that we were in the top 20 with. I mean, I constantly keep tabs on him. He's like my little brother. Absolutely
yeah.
love him.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll change it because you can't fuck, marry, or kill your little brother.
No.
What about Howard? Okay, me, Howard, and
oh,
Jordan.
Oh, God, kill Howard. I'm killing Howard. He's dead. I didn't want to say Howard is so dead. I don't care who else you put. Howard's dead. I've killed him. He's dead. You're dead, Howard.
Oh, God.
I killed you.
Yeah, you see how every time Chrissy plays this game, she's so quick to kill people first? Like her first reaction,
yeah,
she's like,
"Who
can I kill?"
No,
listen, I can't help it. It's just
I
got to get my right to
you
somewhere.
You know, my biggest regret is that day that I had to leave, that day that I had to quit. You know, was the day that you were about to knock the shit out of Howard in the holding room. The first day we were going to go into the kitchen.
Oh, my God.
And I was
actually,
sitting there, and I'm like,
you know,
are you fucking kidding me? Please don't let me miss this. Please don't let me miss this. But
listen,
I
have no idea where that brute inner strength came from, Luca. But ladies and gentlemen, Luca is a lot stronger than you think he may be. Because
he threw
his arm out and, like, clotheslined me, and I was literally coming at Howard like a freight train. And poor Luca, like, Luca, you know, is happy. He don't fight with anybody except for me. I bring out the worst in everyone, but he literally, like, clotheslined me, and, like, everyone was just
was,
like, I don't think anyone
yeah,
fought
that was,
for, like,
that was
30 whole
else.
Seconds.
My first reaction, I was like, Luca, you're going to get knocked the fuck out, bro. Back up.
Poor Luca. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
That was the,
so, hey.
That was
all
the
right,
day
Nick.
That was the day they made that rule where you couldn't even threaten to punch someone or be violent anymore.
Yeah.
And then as soon as we
oh,
had
really?
A fight, you were like, I'm going to punch you in the face. I was like, hello, eliminate her right now. But, of course,
man.
They made an exception at that point, so whatever.
Well,
I guess
I can
oh,
I, you know
oh,
what? I think the producer saw when me and Bree were fighting, I think the producer saw, like, they're not serious. Like,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, Chrissy's just being
hey,
Chrissy, and Bree gave it back to her.
Yeah. Can I ask one more question, guys?
Yeah.
Sure.
What, that day that I had to leave, what was the atmosphere like? What were people saying?
Everybody was like, we felt really bad. Like, we were really concerned for you, to be honest with you. Like, at that point, you know, I mean, there's always things that happen, like, in the competition. Like, for instance, you know, when my family was unable to come and visit me, like, me and Natasha absolutely hated each other. But, you know, mm-hmm. something happened. And, you know, at the end of the day, we all have hearts. And, you know, it was kind of like, fuck this competition. I really hope that Nick is okay. You know what I mean? Because we knew you were going through some shit. I mean, that's how it was for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was pretty much that way for everyone because, you know, and I think that's what was so hard about the show is that, like, you know, we were the only people that we were with. And, you know, mm-hmm. at the same time, we were supposed to be competing against people. And it's kind of like, I don't know. Like, it was really hard for me at some points to, I guess, go after somebody, you know.
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't, like, when I got to pick for, you know, the birds and give, you know, the two people that I felt most bad for was actually Bree and Jesse. So I had given Jesse the chicken, and I gave Bree the pigeon because I knew she was going to know how to cook it from the outdoors challenge that we had had. So,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Like I, even though me and Bree were supposed to hate each other, like, I just felt like it was more of that, you know, big sister, little sister feud thing. And, like, I could not bring myself to, like, you know, eliminate her. And I felt really bad for Jordan. I wasn't even going for Jordan hardcore. I was going for Natasha first, and then I was going for Luca. And it wasn't that I didn't like him. It was just that he was getting really good. And if you notice,
right,
the two that I was gunning for were the two that made it for furthest. So
mm-hmm.
I kind of had a feeling at that point that that was what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a confession to make, guys.
Okay.
I hope I don't get in trouble for doing this, and I'm sure somewhere down the line one of the producers of the show is listening. But I'm actually
a professional trained
chef. No, I'm actually a professional.
Are you really?
Chef, and I've been in the restaurant business since I was 14.
And no way.
That's a shit.
Yeah,
you really are a shit brick.
Right?
It beats the shit out of me as to how the producers and everything, all of that got overlooked. I mean, I went to culinary school. It just blows my mind. But I had to get off my chest. I felt bad for lying to you guys. And
that's crazy.
That's crazy.
You know. This is why I called you shit brick.
Right?
Aside from getting drunk in the lobby every night, you were a pain in my ass. All right, Nick, we got to let you go. So hit us up on Facebook. We love you.
Yes, I
Thanks
love you guys
calling.
Too, and I hope all your culinary dreams come true. And Chrissy, I'm gonna need to order some cupcakes, but they need to be shipped to Minnesota over here.
Oh, absolutely. I'm trying to find the best way to ship. I got some supplies in, and they weren't what I wanted, and I'm afraid that the cupcakes are gonna get damaged, so I have to send them back. Now I have to try find a new supplier. I've been really, really pissed off with this whole process, but it will happen soon. I'm hoping after the holidays, so.
All right, good.
Your first dozen of cupcakes is on me, all right?
All right, I'll keep in touch with you guys. If you ever come to Minnesota, you know, hit me up on Facebook. I'll show you around the land of 10,000 lakes happily.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. All right, Nick, we love you. Talk to you later.
Peace, love, and food. Bye-bye.
Bye, dude.
Bye. That was, how funny was that he called? That was so funny.
I know. He was like, Nick. And we both paused and we're like, and then at the same time we were like, oh, Nick.
It was so funny because he was like, it's me, Shipwreck. And I was like, Shipwreck. That was actually the nickname that I gave him because he was always bumming cigarettes off me. He reminded me of one of my little brothers. So I was like, you're such a shipwreck. All right, Bray. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah,
and
for
I hope
me.
You're feeling better because when I last talked to you, you said you had a little bit of food poisoning. So
yeah, dude.
Want to make sure you're
such
feeling okay. Yeah.
I'm just hydrating.
All right. Well, I'm sure I'll
here,
have you on again.
Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
I'm sure I'll have you on again. And are you going to your mom's for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we're going up to Connecticut, actually.
Oh, cool. Are you making anything vegetarian-ish?
I am cooking Thanksgiving dinner, so I will leave the turkey up to my uncle, and I'm going to cook hopefully everything else, and I'll be making all vegetarian side dishes, and yeah, it'll be great.
Oh, my God, you're so funny. All right, well, if I don't talk to you, which I'm sure I will, I'll text you or something. Have a good Thanksgiving and tell everyone I said
yeah,
hi.
Yeah, for sure. You too. Give Mikey a hug for me.
I will. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay, so how fun was that? And, like, I don't know. She's just a really good person in general. And when I invited her to my barbecue, she made these killer lemon bars. And right now, we're a little bit behind schedule, but that's all right. We're going to go to the ever-elusive Driven DeLorean for our gossip this week. What's up, asshole?
Let's revisit
what, do you
what
got
you
for
were
me
talking
this
about.
Week?
Let's revisit what we were talking about last week when I hung up. Miley Cyrus?
Yeah.
Was smoking a blunt on stage or a joint or whatever the hell she lit up. She was in Amsterdam. It's legal there. I don't understand what the big fuss is about.
Yeah, after I made that announcement, I looked and I saw, you know, that she was in Amsterdam. But, like, I don't know. Like, the award shows and stuff, like, a lot of people let their kids watch them. I just think she's setting a shitty example. Like, whatever. I don't know. Like, I can't see, you know, me being happy with the fact, like, as a parent that, you know, she just whipped out a joint on stage and was like, oh, whatever. Just because it's legal in Amsterdam doesn't mean that it's legal for my kid to view. I don't know.
Right.
That's just me.
All right, I got big news. Are you ready?
Go. Yeah.
I didn't kill Simon Monjak.
Oh, listen, I have to give you a little bit of background on this. We were at a bar one night, I think, and Simon Monjak was the guy that was married to Brittany Murphy. And when Brittany Murphy died, like, you know, DeLorean was like uber pissed off because she really liked Brittany Murphy, and she used to go around telling everyone that she was going to murder Simon Monjak. And then all of a sudden, Simon Monjak died, and we were like, DeLorean did it. So every time, you know, we just randomly, she'll just text me randomly and be like, I killed Simon Monjak.
The weird thing is, 4 years later, they just found traces of metal that were in both of their hair, which leads to everyone to believe that somebody slowly killed them with rat poisoning. Now, the only person that lived with them was her mother, and she didn't seem like their biggest supporter, so I don't know. I don't understand why it's coming out 4 years later, but that was big in the news today.
Yeah, that's really weird. It's just coming out now.
I know. Did you see Bat Kid?
I did. How cute was that? I didn't go as far as to cry, but, you know, I thought that the entire thing that they did was absolutely amazing, and I just hope that that kid, you know, lives a nice life. It's tough, man. It's just tough.
Got let out of rehab.
Again.
He's supposed to do 90 days of some temper rehab that you need to go to. He was supposed to do 90 days of it, but he was let off in 16 days after good behavior. He should have been in there.
We were talking about this. I remember when he got arrested, you said he was probably going to jail. And I said, is he going to Lindsay Lohan jail or is he going to jail? And you basically predicted it, and you were like, Lindsay Lohan jail. And now look what happened, 16 days.
Yeah, all of them
this
jail.
This is why, yeah, look at the, like, seriously, Hollywood, you're all a piece of shit. I don't know why you think just because you have money and notoriety that you can get off when everybody else has to do their time. You know, first of all, nobody should be doing, you know, committing crimes and shit like that. But what's good for one should be good for the other. And it shouldn't matter how much money you have, and I think that's fucked up. That's my two cents on that.
A crime is a crime. It doesn't matter who you are, how much money you have. It's ridiculous. I guess if you have enough, like, you can pay to not get AIDS anymore, like Magic Johnson
and
everything.
Yeah, and everybody wants to know why they keep acting like the assholes that they are. Well, gee, if you got away with it, you'd keep doing it too. They think they're invincible, and it's us as a society and our justice system that allows it to happen.
It's disgusting.
It is
so
disgusting.
Adam Levine was People Magazine voted him the sexiest man alive this year. What do you think about
really?
That?
I don't look, Adam Levine is not my type of guy. I'm more of a Kevin James and my MasterChef co-star Johnny. That those are like my kind of guys, but I can't now. I don't say it. Not really. I'm not into those boy toy little skinny dudes. Just not for me.
At first I thought he looked like a rat, but then there were some of these pictures that were floating around that I was like, damn, dude, like he is sexy, but he's too skinny. I don't like a skinny guy. Skinny guy can't throw you around. Skinny guy can't do anything. I don't know. But
yeah,
I thought
that
was
brings
wrong.
Me to one of my biggest pet peeves while we're talking about skinny guys. Listen, that's great that you guys are all like wanting to be in shape and everything like that. But, you know, skinny jeans, guys, please, for the love of God, it is awful. We don't want to see it. And I don't know what is wrong with the females that like the guys in skinny jeans. It's weird.
They like the ankles.
You guys.
The man ankles.
Yeah. Like,
they shouldn't be exposed.
It's weird. You guys are wearing jeggings, okay? Whether you want to believe it or not, it's not some kind of fashion statement, okay? You are wearing jean stretch pants. You know what they are? Jeggings. You're wearing jeggings. You guys look like idiots. I'm sorry. Skinny jeans dry up my vagina. Can't do it. Next.
George Zimmerman was arrested today for allegedly shoving a shotgun in his wife's face. I don't think he's necessarily famous, but he's famous for, you know, the whole Zimmerman case, so technically he is. But he's famous for the wrong reason. They shouldn't have let his name out. They shouldn't have had a trial like that. He shouldn't be famous. So this is the reason that his wife could be allegedly calling 911. They've been fighting for a long time. So, I mean, she can make stuff up. I don't necessarily believe that one way or another, but shouldn't be in the news.
For me, you know, the whole George Zimmerman thing, like, everyone, like, played like he was white, and isn't he, like, Hispanic or something?
Yeah, he's not white.
Yeah, look, at the end of the day, somebody's child was murdered. Doesn't matter if it's black, white, purple, polka dot, I don't give a fuck. Somebody's kid was murdered. You know, instead of making it a media circus and trying to cause a race riot over this bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Focus on the fact that a child was murdered. Does it matter less if, you know, he was a thug, or does it matter less if he was just walking home from band practice? No, he was a child who was murdered. End of story. I don't care what color he is. He was a child that was murdered.
His parents
have to read
all this crap that are slandering their dead child, and then
right.
It's all over the media. It's not right. The parents should have a right to grieve just like anybody else. Their kid wasn't famous. You know, they didn't sign up for it. You know, that's who I really felt bad for.
No. I know. And the whole thing of it was, like it's the media, man. The media, like, turns it into this crazy race circus, and it puts people against each other. And everything that everybody, you know, tries so hard to, you know, overcome, you know, something like that happens, the media sees a story, you know, they lie and twist things, which... I've had my own experience with that, and, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, we're back to square one, and everybody loses focus of the fact that the kid was murdered senselessly, and end of story. That should be the only thing anybody cares about. Whatever. I you know, George Zimmerman, whatever. I can't even believe that he's relevant.
Agreed.
What else we got?
Kevin Jonas is pregnant. Well, whatever his wife is.
Did I lose
you? I guess. Kevin, the Jonas brothers, the one of the brothers.
Did I lose
you? He got married. No.
All right, so it sounds like we lost Dorian. But we will, yep, I think I lost her. Anyway, so it looks like we'll have to get on with her next week, and right now we're going to go to another commercial break, and when we get back, we're going to do sports with my son, and I'm going to give you guys a quick recipe, and we will be signing off until next week, so hang tight.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend or someone special this Halloween? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to teddyscares.com. And be sure to become our friends at facebook.com/teddyscares.
Blogger and radio personality Nick Wilkinson's new book, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, is now available on Amazon.com. The Ripple Effect explores life after the abuse ends and the long-term effects it can have. Available exclusively in Kindle for $1.99.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
It's time to feel the chill in the air, not just outside, but inside as well at the Springfield Ice Skating Rink. We offer lessons, ice rentals, parties, and we are also available for fundraisers. We're also open for public skating every Friday and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. and Sundays from 2 to 3:30 p.m. That's the Springfield Ice Skating Rink, 400 West Sproul Road in Springfield, PA in Delaware County. Go to SpringfieldIceRink.com for more details.
The Crispy Noodle Podcast. Did you hear this?
A group of French teenagers were arrested because they stole a circus llama from a tram ride that was supposed to go to a circus.
What?
Well, one of the five teens said they wanted to steal a zebra,
but they ended up with a llama.
Yeah.
Wow.
They said that the llama was a much friendlier animal.
These criminals nowadays, they don't have the conviction of criminals from the old days. They wanted a zebra, but they just settled for a llama. Unacceptable. They need to go back and take that zebra.
They're second-rate thieves.
They are second-rate thieves.
Go into your room of imprisonment and think about your failures.
Wow. Yeah. That was a good one. Don't ever be a cop or a judge. Go, you, listen here, Mr. Burglar Man. You go into the room of imprisonment and you think about what you've done. And when you've thought about it, then you can come out, and I will give you a popsicle because I feel bad for locking you up. Okay.
Check out thecrispynoodle.com.
Okay, guys. Sorry about that second commercial break. Have to do it. Right now on the line, we have my amazing son, Mikey, who is going to do a quick recap of this week's sports and give you some of his picks for next week. Hey, kiddo, how are you?
What's up?
How are you?
Pretty good. It's going to be a quickie. I don't have much time, so let's get started.
Hey, go ahead, kiddo.
All right, so you're going to start the Saints defense. They're playing a very bad Atlanta team. You're going to start Mike Glennon. I'm just kidding. Don't start Mike Glennon. That was a joke. Start Matthew Stafford versus Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, they've been playing well, but I have a feeling that it was like a two-game run. And, yeah. And you're also going to start Casey Keenum. He's on my sleepers. He's one of the four sleepers I have this week. His name is Casey Keenum. He's a rookie. He's for the Houston Texans, who have been awful and have been underperforming. Their expectations were so high, and they have not met them. They're playing the Jaguars, enough said. You want to sit, and anyone from their mother, from the Falcons. They're playing New Orleans. New Orleans is second in the Week 12 power rankings, behind, of course, the Denver Broncos. You also want to sit Santonio Holmes because he's playing Baltimore. And Baltimore, they've been underperforming. Yeah, but I have a feeling they're going to get the hit on my Jets. But same last week in Week 11, he only had two receptions out of eight targets. You also want to sit Ryan Tannehill. He's playing a very amazing Carolina defense. And my sleepers, there's some players that you probably need to add to your roster because you don't have them yet. Bobby Rainey, he's a running back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He had 30 carries, 163 yards, and three combined touchdowns in Week 11. That's pretty good. I mean, even though they lost Doug Martin and stuff, that's pretty good for, like, I think he's a third stringer. You also want to start Chris Obagnaya. He's a running back for the Cleveland Browns. He had 8 carries for 69 yards and 6 receptions for 31. He's decent, and if you want to get your team into the playoffs, like I already clinched a spot in the playoffs, but if you want to make a run for the playoffs, you want to find this guy on your roster. And also you want to sign the tight end Delaney Walker. He's a tight end from Tennessee. Out of 10 targets, he caught all 10, 91 yards, and 1 touchdown.
Wow, kid. Did you take a breath in all of that?
Maybe 1 or 2.
Good job on sports, kiddo. Sorry we had to rush you, but we had a really exciting interview with Bree, which I'm sure you heard. And besides, she said that I have to give you a hug, so I'm going to do that later, okay?
Okay.
All right, now go down and finish emptying the dishwasher.
All right.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye. Okay, so that was my kid on sports. He's so awesome. I don't even know how he does it. And he really wants to go into journalism when he gets older. So this is a really good start for him, and I'm glad that I can actually have, you know, him involved in this radio show. He's such a great kid. I'm so lucky. So real quick, I'm going to be at the Cafe Philly at 2011 Walnut Street this Thursday about 6:30 for Wham Bam Shazam with my good friend Chris. It's an acoustic set game show, and there's drink specials, and the show actually is starting at 6:30. So I will be there, again, the Cafe Philly, 2011 Walnut Street, this Thursday at 6:30 for Wham Bam Shazam, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a musical quiz show. You guys are going to love it. So come out and see me. So real quick, I want to thank Bree for being on tonight. Loved all my live callers. It was real nice getting back in touch with my top 100 Shipwreck. And really quick, side dish, a red wine vinegar braised asparagus. So what you want to do is you want to hold both ends of the asparagus, and you just kind of want to, like, bend it down, and it's going to break where it's supposed to break. Okay, you want to rinse that off. You want to place the asparagus in a saute pan big enough to accommodate all the asparagus that you're doing with about 3 to 4 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil. You're going to mince 2 cloves of garlic, and you're going to put a little dash of hot pepper seeds in there. I really like the flavor, the heat that the hot pepper seeds bring. You're going to saute that a little bit, and you're going to do that over medium-high heat. You can sprinkle with a little salt and pepper if you'd like to. And right when the asparagus starts to get a nice bright green, you're going to drop in about 2 to 4 tablespoons of butter and let that butter – and oh, I forgot, and you're going to drop your heat down on like a medium-low and let that butter melt. And right before you see the asparagus really start to get done, you're going to take a splash of red wine vinegar. You're going to crank the heat up on high, and you're going to reduce that red wine vinegar down with the butter sauce. And basically just remove it, put on a serving plate, drizzle your red wine vinegar butter sauce over top, top with a little bit of salt, freshly ground black pepper, and some shaved Parmesan Reggiano. Fantastic stuff. So, again, I want to thank you guys for coming out. I will be at the Cafe Philly this Thursday, 6:30 p.m., 2011 Walnut Street, right next to the Irish Pub, if you guys are familiar with the area. And, as always, seek me out, Rotun Chef, on Facebook, and schedule those cooking demonstrations, cooking classes. I do catering. And, as always, I have my Thanksgiving pies this Friday will be the last day that you can order those pies and cheesecakes in time for Thanksgiving. Pickup is on Wednesday. And I have apple, French apple, coconut custard, pumpkin, chocolate custard, sweet potato, and pecan pie available, as well as my cheesecakes, which you can find on my Rotun Chef page. So, again, thanks a lot for listening. I have a really awesome guest again next week for you guys, and you're going to love it. And, you know, thanks for tuning in. We had a great show tonight. Thanks to everybody who helped me out and participated. And I will catch you guys next week. Thanks a lot for listening. Bye.